Next patient is Susan Jordan. That's Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Susan Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. Date of birth is 3/13/65. Date of visit is 8, I'm sorry, date of visit is 10/24/25. Please make a copy of this for Chester Kicklaw, FNPC. FNPC. Chester Kicklaw, K-I-C-K-A. I'm sorry, K-I-K-L-A. Chester Kicklaw. Next paragraph. Dear Chester, thank you for sending Susan Jordan for valuation. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a 60-year-old female who has had a persistent cough for the past 1 year, has previously been treated with antibiotics, oral steroids, and bronchodilators with no significant relief. The patient is presently not on any specific medications for her cough and states that she has intermittent coughing spells more at night, and she has occasional episodes of wheezing, but no shortness of breath. She was sent for a chest CT. I'm sorry, she was sent for a CT of the sinuses for nasal congestion and post-nasal drip. And the CT of the sinuses was unremarkable, with mild mucosal thickening of the inferior right frontal sinus and the right sphenoid sinus, period. The patient has not lost any weight. She denies fevers, chills, night sweats, and she denies any chest pains or abdominal pains, and no nausea or reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for knee surgery on the left as well as the right knee. She has had elbow surgery in 06 on the left side. She also had a hysterectomy in 1996. And sinus surgery in 09 and 010. The next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke, denies alcohol use. She worked as an RN. I'm sorry, works as an RN. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfa amoxicillin. And amoxicillin. Next paragraph. family history, mother died of breast cancer and thyroid cancer. Father died of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Previous systems patients had fatigue and no recent weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and eczema. She has coughing spells but no wheezing. And tonight's abdominal pain, nausea, heartburn. No diarrhea but has constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. She has no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no anxiety or depression. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or seizures, but has headaches. No memory loss and no skin rash. Next, med list. NP thyroid 75 milligrams daily. Wellbutrin 150 milligrams daily. Allegra, one tablet daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pyloric cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse is 100, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 135, saturation 98. HEND and non-sphalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished bat sounds for the periphery. And scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes. 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic cough. Number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4 is chronic sinusitis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate her for any underlying obstructive lung disease. She will use albuterol inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN. She also come in for a follow-up. Can you mention CBC, total eosinophil count, and IgE level were ordered. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Chester Kikla, K-I-K-L-A, Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Chester Kikla, F-N-P-C, F as in Frank, F-N-P-C, N as in Nancy, F-N-P-C. Thank you, Dr. Susan.